You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I am, as always, so happy to have you here so that you can learn all about points and miles and how you can take amazing dream vacations multiple times a year. Today, we're diving into another destination day. I'm doing two of these back to back. Today, we're talking about San Antonio, mostly just because I got back from there this week and it was one of our favorite resorts that we've been to. It was definitely my daughter's, one of her probably favorite resorts that she's been to. And I wasn't expecting to love it so much. It kind of surprised me. And so I wanted to share this destination while it's fresh in my mind. We did some fun things in San Antonio, but really we just stayed at the resort a lot of the time because there was so much to do there and it was so much fun. And that's the, like, there was a realization of it while we were on vacation. We went with some friends and I was asking her, like, are you and your family more of like go, 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 having lots of like things to do and itinerary type vacation people? Or are you guys like hang out at the resort and chill kind of people? And she was like, well, we're like, you know, go, go, go. She goes, what are you guys like? And I told her, I said, well, you know, I feel like we used to be more go, 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 but now we're kind of more laid back. And my husband looks at me and he goes, you can't really say that. And I was like, why not? And he goes, because we never used to go on vacation before we had Paige or Points and Miles. So we don't really know what we used to do because we never were able to go on vacations like we do now. And it was so true. And now that we get to go to these really amazing resorts and that the resort itself is almost like a destination, and so we do spend a lot more time at the resort and just kind of hang out, I think because we can do that, that's the reason we are more like laid back and chill on the vacation. And I'm finding that not only with myself, but with all of the students that are in the Travel Points Lounge. When they come in, they're like, we're not really resort people. We don't need to spend a ton of points at a really nice place. Like, we just need a place to sleep. And I always nudge them and say, well, like, oh, you should really try a fancy resort on this vacation. Or even I've had a few that are like, we're going to split our vacation and we'll do like two nights at a Holiday Inn or whatever. And then two nights at like a fancier resort. And they always come back and they go, oh my gosh, we are resort people. We just never knew it because we were never able to stay at these nice resorts. And when you start staying at these nice resorts, you really do realize how much that they offer at the resort, and the resort itself can be an amazing vacation and you don't have to plan all these other things outside of it. Of course, we still want to do things when we travel places and everybody's very different. But I almost always stray my students to becoming resort people. So it's really fun. All right. So San Antonio, we flew into San Antonio. I am located in New Mexico. So it was a very short nonstop flight. I love it. And the only nonstop flight was Southwest Airlines. So we flew on Southwest. I didn't even look it up or write it down, but it wasn't very many points going over there and or coming back. So round trip, I transferred some Chase points over to Southwest and we booked it that way. $11.20 a person. You cannot beat it. I did, however, have to pay the $35 baggage fee, which I was so bummed about. Ugh, I loved Southwest Airlines being the one that you always got a free checked bag, but We did pay $35 for our luggage, and we stayed at the JW San Antonio Hill Country Resort and Spa. This is a Marriott property. If you go back and listen to my deep dive on Marriott, I really do love Marriott hotels because they are very luxurious, but they are going to cost you more in points typically than Hyatt will. And I was very indecisive on where we wanted to stay. It was between this Marriott property and a Hyatt property, and they both looked really, really amazing. But when I asked my husband, I was like, hey, where do you want to stay? And he was like, oh, that Marriott looks like it's got a lot of things to do there. And I said, yeah, it really does, but it's also a really big resort. I forgot to look up how many rooms, but there is, it's a very, very big resort. There's tons of rooms, and the Hyatt was a lot smaller, and we tend to be more like smaller resort people. I don't like overcrowdedness. But he was like, yeah, let's go to the Marriott. We also had a ton of free night certificates that we needed to use with Marriott. So I was like, okay, that'll be a great way to use these free night certificates. So we were able to get these nights for about 50,000 points. I think a few of them were over that. I did use like 6,000 points on top of the free night certificates. But this resort can go up to like 60, 70, 80,000 points per night, depending on when you go. And so it is a little bit a higher one, but I think this is a amazing place to use your free night certificates at. It's kind of one of those sweet spots. I really like finding those that I really like that I can use the free night certificate at. So do know it is going to cost a little bit more in points if you were using points. If you have free night certificates, it's a great place to use it. And we stayed at this Marriott property, and it was, like I said, a very big resort. Lots of people. We got in on a Sunday. We stayed a Sunday through a Wednesday, which is not normally what we did. We had a scheduling thing. And I am so, so grateful that we went on a Sunday to a Wednesday, because with the size of this resort, I don't think I would have liked how crowded it was on a Friday or Saturday. I told my husband, I said, I really do not even want to know what this place would be like on a Friday or Saturday. So with that said, go when it's not super crowded and stay if you can during the weekdays and stuff. On, I think it was Monday. Yeah, it was like Monday and Tuesday. Sunday still had some of like the weekend crowd, I think. And then Monday, Tuesday was perfect, especially for the water park that I'll talk about here in a little bit. It was perfect. There was lots of families. Everyone was really laid back. It wasn't super crowded. It was perfect. So I'm so glad that we traveled on those days. So do keep in mind that if you were to go on the weekends or during some of their events, which we'll talk about, it could get a little crowded. We went, obviously, this is in July of 2025 or August. I guess it was the beginning of August. So it was very hot and very humid. It actually wasn't like as bad as I thought it was going to be. It was in the 90s, high humidity, perfect for pool weather. And so that was like the best time I thought to go, because the pool and water park area was so great. But they also do a really great, I don't even know what you would call it, like event in during Christmas time. They have like ice slides and they do a whole theme. This year is Frosty the Snowman. Apparently it's a really big deal where people travel from everywhere to come to this resort to see this event. It looked really fun. They were really promoting it. So I'm sure the hotel during that time is really busy. They decorate it really big for Christmas and stuff. But I really enjoyed going at this time of year for the water park. And that was the highlight of the resort. So this resort had a huge water park. They have 9 pools. There's an adults only pool and then several different kids pools. Our daughter just turned 3 and they really cater to families. I wouldn't want to go to this resort if I didn't have kids probably, because it is really family centered. They have thought of everything for the families. So I have been to resorts where there's like a sandy beach pool or there's kids slides and all those things, but they really think about the parents here. So their sandy beach pool was perfect because they had these really low bearing chairs to the ground in the pool. So it went gradually from like 1 foot to 3 feet. And then I think it got deeper to like 5 feet at the very, very far end. But the sandy beach part was very gradual into the 1 foot water. And they had these chairs in the water so that you could be sitting submerged in the water right off of the beach while your kids were running back and forth between you and the beach. And I never had to worry about her getting into deep water or anything like that. And she was right in front of me. So it was absolutely perfect. I loved that. So we spent a lot of the time at the Sandy Beach pool. Of course, they have servers who are coming around asking if you want drinks and food. Do know that the food and drinks on the property are going to be a little pricey. If you wanted to go off property, it's right there. It's on the outskirts of San Antonio, but you're still very much like right there by the city. So you can go run and grab stuff very quickly if you wanted to. We ate mostly at the resort, but do know, like, if you want a margarita or something like that, it's going to be $20. I was a little shocked at the drink prices and stuff. They have a pizza place on site. They have a sports bar that had really good food and a kids buffet, which I loved. The kids could just go get their food immediately while we waited for ours. The pizza place had great pizza. We got that the first day we were there. They had two other restaurants that we didn't eat at. They were a little bit fancier side. So if you wanted like steak or something, they had a Starbucks downstairs. So we went down and got our coffee every single morning. So we really just stayed on property. We had, I don't even know, mac and cheese, burgers. My husband had it was like a shrimp wrap. Everything we ate was really good. Chips and guac, chips and salsa, queso dip, all of that stuff, pizza, everything was really, really great. So we just stayed on property for the most part, but it is going to cost you. It is a little pricey. Do know that. So we spent a lot of the time at the beach pool, and then they had multiple water slides, and they had it for every single age. So if you were tall enough and big enough and you wanted to go down the big slides with, they had these tubes, they had singles and doubles, you could do that. They were, one of them was actually like pretty mellow and it was fun. And then we went down the other one and I didn't realize how intense it was. Me and my husband went as a double and we ended up flipping the tube over as soon as we hit at the bottom. And then there were two other slides that were even bigger that I definitely did not go on. One was super steep into a tube that shot you down very steep. And then there was another one that you went down. I believe that one was not with a tube. And then they had a little kids pool that had probably like a 10 to 15 foot slide side by side. Two of them, one was a little faster than the other one. And it went into a very gradual, shallow, like 1 foot deep pool for the little ones. My daughter probably went down that slide like 50 times in one day. I would just be at the bottom. She would swim in and then I would like grab her, help her out of the pool. She would run up to the top and go back down the slide. And so they had, it was like a little splash pad type area for the kids. There was smaller slides. There was like alligators that they could sit on and turtles and all that kind of fun stuff. So they had so many different pools for the kids. There's an adults only pool. Then there was just regular swimming pools, but it was really nice to be able to like bounce around. The other great thing that they have around the whole water park is a lazy river. And so you can go around and around on that on a tube. And they also, we found this on the very last day. I was so bummed that there was like a secret path behind the water slides that if you walked up with a tube, there was another really big slide that there wasn't a height requirement on it. So my little one could go with us in the tube. And you went down this pretty big water slide that slid straight into the lazy river, and then you could just go around on the lazy river. So I thought that was really fun. We did that multiple times. She thought that was the funnest thing ever. She even fell asleep on me at one point, and we ended up going around the lazy river probably 6 times. We got really sunburnt. But between everything, there was so much to do. So you could go back between the beach pool to the slides to the lazy river. And I think the last day we spent like 7 or 8 hours in the water park area. So if your kids are water kids, this is a great place to go. Something they also do every single night is they have a fire pit up on the hill and you can go make a s'more every single night. I thought that was really nice. They have a scavenger hunt around the property. They have these little longhorn stuffed animal bulls all hidden around the property. And then there's like a a sheet that you can print out for the scavenger hunt that tells you a little rhyme of where each one is. And if you get a picture of all seven, you go show the front desk your pictures and then they give you a treat. And so I saw a lot of the kids going and turning in their pictures and stuff. And so it was just really very catered to children and to families. And they really thought of everything at this resort. And so if you're a resort person and you're wanting to stay here, I, like I said, this is a great way to use a free night certificate. There's so many things to do in San Antonio as well. You can do the river walk and go downtown. They have the Alamo, the Pearl District. We went to the zoo one day. It was a really great zoo. We were actually really surprised about how nice the zoo was. We spent all morning there, and then we would hit the water park in the afternoon. We did Six Flags one day. There's SeaWorld there. There's just a lot of different things. If you want to go check out the Hill Country and the outskirts of like New Braunfels and some of those other small towns, Burnie, those are really great to go and explore. Get a rental car, use your Capital One miles to erase it. I had a $300 Capital One credit on my Venture X card that I used to purchase our rental car while we were there, so we didn't pay for that as well. And so we were able to do all of this for pretty cheap. I will say though, with Marriott properties, when you use points, you still have to pay resort fees and typically parking. And so we did have to pay for parking and resort fees here. The resort fees here were a little high. They were $56 a night. So it did come out to be a little pricey, but then at the same token, we saved, if we would have stayed here and paid cash, it would have been $1,500 for the three nights. So I will pay $56 a night for three nights in exchange for saving $1,500. I think it's totally worth it. But do note, at Marriott properties, they all vary. The resort fees are different everywhere you go. You will have to pay those. Some places I've gone with Marriott and they don't charge you any. Some are a little higher. When you use Hyatt for booking properties, it is completely free when you use Hyatt. So you don't have to pay a resort fee. So do know that. And then most Marriott properties I've been to, even like the Courtyards and stuff, they will charge you parking fees every single day. So just keep that in mind as well. But yeah, San Antonio is a great place. I actually had a client go to San Antonio the week before I went. She had some family there and she said she loved San Antonio too. They did the river walk and stuff like that, and used points to fly in and everything. And she said she absolutely loved San Antonio. I loved it. My brother-in-law actually went like a month before us too. They did SeaWorld. So multiple families I know have gone this year and it is really a family favorite. So if you have not been to San Antonio, I definitely would put it on your list because it's a great place. And really any time of year that you go there, I think it would be perfect. Just keep in mind the different weather, whether you want it really hot and humid or it might be a little chillier in the winter, but definitely add San Antonio to your list. It was so much fun. That resort is one of our top five probably for sure. And I have a feeling we might be back someday. So thanks for tuning in and I will see you guys next week.